do it, man. What's going on?
Not much, man. How are you? Trying to fight this weather.
Oh, man, it's crazy.
You got soaked on the way here.
Yeah, I did. That's all good, man. That's perfect. Great intro for what we're talking about today, isn't it? No, it's not.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the classic Melbourne subject.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what are we talking about, man?
We're talking about breaking into the design industry. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do that in two parts. So we're going to tell, you know, your story, and Will's going to tell my story. Today's my story.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
Parte uno, Alejandro.
Yeah, that's it.
Take it away, man.
The goal, I think I wanted to start with a little bit of a goal. Like, what do I want to talk about today? Mm-hmm. And purpose as well. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about sitting here and talking about my story for the sake of it.
Yeah.
But also as an opportunity to share what I've gone through, and hopefully that would help someone else out there.
I'm sure it'll resonate with somebody.
Yeah, hopefully.
Story.
Yeah, or it helps someone who's very early in their design career, mm-hmm. and they want to, you know, break into the design industry.
Yeah, awesome, man.
So I think, you know, to start with, you kind of have to go back, of course, to my student days and what I did.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the whole idea of breaking into the design industry, it probably sounds worse than what it is. You know, I think when I thought about that back then, I put a lot of pressure on myself.
You feel like you're trying to join a gang or a mafia.
Yeah, you feel like you're trying to, you know, join a very secluded and close knitted group of people.
Yeah.
You know? And the whole process is, you know, it's very tedious. It takes the life out of you because, you know, you're trying to impress people and you're trying to come up with the best work. And
I think at the same time, you're trying to realize who you actually are, and you're trying to build up your own persona.
Well, on top of all the work that you have to do. Exactly,
yeah,
right.
Because you're just like, what do I do? Like, am I a designer or am I, you know, something else? This is creative industry, but.
Yeah,
not just designers.
There's a lot of things that go through your mind, like the imposter syndrome. Yep. You know, the feel that you're like, well, I'm not experienced enough. How am I going to get this job, or how am I going to, you know, get the first foot in the door?
Yep.
So you know, I feel like everyone goes through that, and part of it is to acknowledge that, you know, you're very early in your career, and mm-hmm. And you have to be okay with it. So for me, it goes back to, you know, uni days. I remember the last year in my degree, we basically, all of us, were, you know, at that
classroom.
Point where you're having that conversation. Yeah, exactly. Everyone in the class was going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, next up, we got to find our jobs. They did promote the concept of internships as a way to, you know, gain experience and get the foot in the door.
Yeah, I think it's the most straightforward path. And
yeah.
It's very common in the industry.
It is. It is and it isn't, right? Because there's no guarantee, right? Like, you can apply for a lot of internships, don't get them.
What I mean by that is that it sounds like it's a natural first step. Like, you have no experience, therefore, you should probably go into or after an internship that it may most likely not be paid.
Oh, in most cases, it isn't. Yeah. And there's that trade of work for...
Experience,
yep. Exactly. Free work, I should say. Free labor for experience.
Slavery.
Yeah.
it can feel like that sometimes.
I don't actually know how this works in other countries, but it's very common in the design industry in Australia to do that. I don't know if it was the same in Mexico. Yeah, like working in,
I think
doing internships.
Yeah, I never did an internship in Mexico. I was lucky enough to hang out with professionals or people that were already on their way to doing something else with their lives, or not something else with their lives, but building up their career. And they will pull me over, or they will start their own design studio, and they will give me a few hours here and there, and then just pay something for my to pay, you know, my lunch or transport, something like that.
But never
did an internship as such in Mexico.
Okay.
But
what
was your experience, man?
I'd be curious to know if that's something that happens in other countries. Anyway, what happened to me was, you know, I was in this process of also, like to your point before, figuring out where I wanted to go in terms of design. Yep. You know, at the time I was very interested in a lot of things. And
you're trying a little bit of everything.
Actually, if you saw the elective classes I took mm-hmm. at uni, they were so random. I was doing video, actually.
Right.
I was also doing illustration, but I had this class, which was basically an experiment. Okay, so you come up with your own brief. You design your own brief, which was super interesting because most of the time you just get given something. And then the entire semester, you basically develop the brief and then develop the work, create the work.
Okay.
So find a solution for
this
it.
This is a creative brief
throughout the semester. Yeah, pretty much.
Is it for 6 months, the unit?
Yeah, I think it was. I can't remember. Maybe it was three
but
months.
But it's for the whole block.
But exactly. It was a term.
Okay.
It was for a whole term. So that was your project.
Clearly didn't go to uni here, man, so I don't know.
Well, I don't remember, so that's not much of a help. But basically, I created a brief that was to design a set of icons.
Okay.
And at the time, I was really curious about UI, but I didn't know it was a thing. And I don't know, there was just something in me that was, I've tried all these things. I've tried illustration, I've tried video, I've tried like actual graphic design. But this thing about digital, I haven't. Right. Yeah. And I couldn't place it. I didn't know what it was.
This, in terms of the timeline,
we're talking 2013, 2014.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I developed this set of icons and I did everything manually. Right. Which was super interesting.
Okay, that's crafty.
Yeah, very much so. And then, the whole brief, I designed the brief around the set of icons, you know, being utilized mm-hmm. in the UI of a phone, right?
Oh,
so
okay.
I was almost like I was doing the set of icons for a operating system.
Okay.
You know, like if I was to replace all the UI for an iPhone and iOS operating system.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I designed everything from scratch. It was really cool because then I got to create some of the UI screens. And this is like, I'll try to find it. Like we could probably put the reference
if you can find it
here, like the visual reference.
I'll include it here, yeah.
Yeah, because it
can make fun of your
actually,
your first attempt.
It's still on my Behance profile.
You definitely can find it.
100%, because I thought it was really good for what it was, with zero experience. And then I was very careful about the details. So the whole design evolved around, you know, this circular shape. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they were all like symmetric. And the goal was that I could create a family. So, you know, without actually knowing anything about digital, somehow I was, and somehow I was like paving my own path into the future, which is interesting now that I think about it.
Was that a key part of your journey into breaking into the industry?
100%, 100%, because that was a project that got me my job, my first official job. And so, that was the whole backstory, right? Because what happened after was, you know,
it's so rewarding, man, when you put so much work into something and then you show it to somebody else and all of a sudden you get rewarded with, in this case, the internship. Is
it
a job?
It was an internship, but it became a job.
Well, okay.
Right.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. And so, but it was very rewarding. I think everyone else at the time was really heavy on graphic design. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of my friends at uni, they went to, you know, design studios, like actual graphic design studios,
and the very traditional
path for designers. Whereas, you know, I was like, I'm gonna try something different, and I found this company. It was a startup, and they were looking for web designers. They called them web designers back then.
That was the term back in the day.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, sure, I'm gonna apply for this thing, and not knowing what it was, I eventually got an interview, and that was the project that I show was the whole iconography set. And I think I must have said something like, you know, I don't know much about digital, but hey, I'm very curious, and like this is an example of that. You know, I want to learn more about this.
They probably saw the potential in you beyond the piece of work, you know?
Yeah.
They must have seen that as like, because I remember going into interviews and showing that piece of folio, and then part of the feedback will be, this is not the right, this is not the up to the scratch that we're after in the studio, but we can see the potential.
Yeah.
And they,
that's great.
Yeah, and I haven't seen this piece of work that you talk about, but maybe it was great, and on top of that, they saw your potential.
I think they probably thought, oh, you know, this isn't the best work I've seen, but it goes to show that the guy wants to do it, you know, that he's got that thrive, you know, and I think, 100%. Anyway, I think that was the sort of pivotal moment for me when I went, you know, I'm going to actually go full in, go in, you know, yeah. What is it?
You got in?
Yeah, yeah. All in.
Oh, you went all in.
I want to go all in this digital world thing.
And that's how you broke into the industry.
Yeah, and so...
Awesome, let's wrap it up, man.
That's the end.
That's the end, no.
Yeah, it was after that, man, like, it's when it starts to get interesting because, you know, you find an internship, then you're like, great, I mean, well, quote unquote, in. I felt like...
Yeah.
I felt really good about myself because I was like, I finally got a professional job, quote unquote, even though I wasn't getting paid or anything. But I don't know. It just felt like I was in the right place too because I was doing something different. And and I felt like very naively, but I felt like I was going into an industry that wasn't going to die. It was an industry that was... if anything, was going to grow, you know? And luckily, I was right.
So you started in digital, but did you ever go back or to traditional design?
Never.
Your days of
never.
Work, your professional life?
No, I never worked in a graphic design studio.
No branding, no
nothing.
Advertising?
No.
Right.
No, it was just purely digital.
Yeah. You decided to do that.
Yeah, because I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, I still do graphic design every now and then for the fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But in terms of professional
work. In terms of work, it was just digital. Mm. Yeah. So, and it's funny because this internship wasn't a glamorous digital studio either.
Yeah.
They were a startup. It was a very small agency. Mm-hmm. And they were only requiring web designers because... they were an SEO agency and they were trying to expand the services, their services. Yeah. So, you know, if you were an SEO client, you could also get a website designed for us.
Yeah. You mean by you?
Yeah, sorry, by us.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. And for them, by us. And and so...
Yeah, always good.
So at the end, man, I started basically... building websites, that was kind of the job. And a lot of ads as well, like banner ads.
Oh, the classic MREX and skyscrapers.
All of that stuff. Yeah, yeah. Yes, all the Facebook ads. We did all the... It was cool because, you know, a lot of them were basic, right? But we still had a little bit of creative freedom. And I brought that to the agency too. You know, I think my graphic design background also taught me to be, you know, in that way, kind of challenge the brief and think, you know, broadly about, you know, how can you solve a problem. So, you know, whenever I got a banner ad for a plumber, I would try to find a way to make it creative, you know, and sometimes you couldn't because it was really hard.
Challenge the brief.
You know, we didn't have any photos. This is when Unsplash didn't exist, right?
Some really dry industries and dry briefs, and it's like, how can you make it interesting? Because at the end of the day, you are a creative mind, so
totally.
You want to make it.
You want to make it. You make creative. It. You want to make it fun. But one thing that first job taught me was that not everything needs to look amazing just for the sake of it. I think you need to find the balance between something that's effective and it looks good. And when I mean effective, I mean that it sells, right? So that was a harsh reality too. You know, I came from a school of, you know, very abstract thinking.
Make it look pretty.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Well, even beyond that, not just pretty, you know, I think just look deeper into this thing, right? And trying to find the meaning of it. That's kind of the school I came from. Whereas this was more like, you know, you got to get done fast and it's got to sell. Right.
World.
So there was a more of a business side of it,
of course,
which yeah. I didn't have. And that was great because it taught me that. And after a couple of years, just, I guess, finding my way through, you know, the digital world and finding, you know, what UI was and UX was mm-hmm. and learning and learning. And this is one of the things I wanted to talk about. Like, I was learning on the job, man. Like, I didn't have a lot of experience, yeah. of course.
I wanted to ask you actually before that, how many times did you have to apply? How many internships did you go for before you got this? Do you remember?
Not really,
like
but I'd say,
like
yeah, I'd probably say a handful, like
a handful.
Not a thousand, but it was like I probably had like 10 or 20 applications, okay. maybe less. Like you have to apply for a few before you get one.
Yeah, so it wasn't like the first one.
No,
you got it.
No.
Okay, that's good to know because yeah, sometimes we get frustrated when you try to get a job, or even now, man. Like when you when you're pitching for a piece of work and then you don't get it. Then you start to get frustrated. You start with that self-doubt, you know, like,
yeah.
am I doing it right? What am I doing wrong? What's going on? Why nobody wants to give me, back in the day, you know, that brief?
No, it definitely didn't happen right away. Yeah. I had to apply for a few.
So back to what you were saying before, you were learning on the job. You didn't have the knowledge,
every day.
I guess.
No, every day was a learning curve. And so much so that, you know, we were building websites on Photoshop. So
yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah, and so
thank God they're gone.
I know. It was painful. It was very painful. But it was just, that's just one of the many things that I had to learn. Mm-hmm. Given the size also of this agency, I was wearing all the hats. I think I've spoken about this in previous episodes, but, you know, you're trying to basically mm-hmm. do everything, not just being a designer. You also try and help with the pitch. You also trying to you sometimes pick up the phone and, you know, talk to a potential client. Like, this is the right. kind of stuff I was exposed to. So the only reason why I bring this up is because I could have thought about, like, you know, internship as like, this is not, you know, the greatest design studio that I've always dreamed, you know, to work at. But if I had thought that way, I would have missed on a massive opportunity to learn so much.
You had so much exposure. It sounds like you just...
It was amazing. It was a school. Mm-hmm. It was an unpaid school. They offered me a job and they started paying me. So the internship lasted maybe 3 months or so. Okay. So just to clarify that. Yep. And, you know, when they offered me the job...
Excuse me, man.
It wasn't...
Sorry.
Oh, it's all right. They didn't offer me a lot of money, but that was okay because, again, I was my
did you
first
go in
job.
There, did you go in there knowing that there was a possibility to get a job after that, or was it always going to be an internship?
I didn't know. When I first started, I thought it was only going to be an internship.
Yeah, so they never say this may turn into...
Nah. I think halfway through, I was more... Mm-hmm. I was keen... You know, I was keen to stay because, again, I saw the potential.
The reason why I ask you is because sometimes you go into an internship and they say, this is 3 months, 6 months internship, and then that's it. We may turn it into a full-time job, but they're not committing.
Yeah.
So sometimes you go in and then in this case, if they didn't say that and they actually turn into a job, they must have seen the value. So it was worth putting the effort.
I was so, so grateful because I don't know what would have happened if I've gone back to, you know, looking for a job. Because I don't think there were that many digital design studios back then, or certainly not many people doing web and things like that. Maybe there were, but they were harder to find. So I stood there and...
How much longer did you stay there?
After the internship.
Yeah.
Actually, 1.5 years. Mm-hmm. I kind of jumped the gun, but like 1.5 years after that, the creative director left.
Right.
We call him a creative director. He was more like a design director, really. He was running the whole design
department,
really. Yeah. So he was doing everything. This guy found a better job. He left, and then the only obvious alternative, exactly, was me. So they were like, Ale, are you ready to step up? And by that time, I wasn't.
Okay. Even after, so just put it out there. You were not, but you didn't say that.
Of course not. But it's like it's the same thing. It resembles exactly what happened in the in the very first day. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what actually I was getting into. I had like 1.5 years of quote unquote training because I saw how everything was made, and
but then still, it was time for you to step
to
up.
Step up. You know, to actually grab the bull by the horns and run this thing. It was very, very scary, man. Yeah. And again, the imposter syndrome hits because you're like, I can't do this. You know, there's no way. I have no idea. I have no experience.
I'm guessing the guy before you had a few years under his belt.
Oh, mate, this guy, yeah. Like,
which makes it even harder for you.
You're talking 20 years.
Okay. Which makes it even harder for you to believe that you can actually do the job.
Well, you always look up to this person in the first place. You think, I mean... they're there because they deserve it, whereas I was there just by luck. That's how I felt. But you know what? I sat down and thought, you know what? This is one of those opportunities that it's never going to happen again in this way. So I'm going to take it.
You may as well take it.
You know, what's the worst can happen? I suck and they fire me? So be it. Right? Yeah. Like, really, you know, probably I didn't think about that. I'm just saying in retrospect.
I've actually never been in that situation in which somebody leaves and then you have to step up. I usually have to be fighting for that position myself. You know, like you need to get your elbows out and try to fight for it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. And it really, most of the time, depends on the person that's above you to give you the opportunity, like to recognize 100%. That you're trying to step up in your career.
100%.
And, you know, it doesn't mean they're going to lose their job if they give you a hand. You know,
no, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. No, I mean, if anything, that's one thing that you learn is like you can always help other people. In fact, you should always help other people succeed. Mm-hmm. And that was something that the guys that run the agency, you know, I'm friends with one of them still. And he always believed that, you know, he wanted people to be better.
Okay.
So everyone, we had an amazing team there because everyone was young. Everyone was trying to find their way. Mm-hmm. And the way he saw the team was like a kind of ever-evolving team, you know, and everyone was learning their craft. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're literally learning on the job. And
people
one day...
People were hungry to do more.
Totally.
To do better.
And one day, everyone was going to leave. Mm-hmm. And they were going to do amazing things. Mm-hmm. And that actually happened. Everyone that left the agency has amazing jobs now.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So the agency doesn't exist now?
No, the agency doesn't exist anymore. Because, and not with that team. Oh, well, I don't know.
Because you left. No, what happened after that?
Well, before I say what happened, like, mm-hmm. so he left. Going back to that point, the creative director left.
Oh, yeah.
I took the gig. And I was there for about a year. As a mm-hmm. design lead. I changed the title to design lead because I didn't think I was a creative director. I was more a design lead. And we actually had a couple of interns come in and you know, help with some work. It was tough, man, because, you know, you go from being the doer to being the leader now. Yeah. So I was, like, basically changing my mindset again. So in a very short period of time, I went from... You know, being a intern all the way to being the leader of a team. And I wouldn't change that for anything because it was...
Sounds like a great experience.
It was the best experience of my career.
What it's like to be in front of the team and 100%, lead the way.
Totally. And I'm here today because of that. So, you know, again, like breaking into the design industry may sound daunting. I think if I had to, like... summarize my experience into something that it's tangible and someone can take away is be open to opportunities. Don't think there's only one way. And be okay if that opportunity is not the one that you dreamt of, because there may be something there that you don't know.
It
might lead somewhere else and it may lead to something amazing. So Hopefully someone can take that away and apply it.
Well, if nobody does, I'll take it away, man. Don't worry. I got your back, bro.
Nice. Good one, man.
Thanks for that one, man.
No, man.
Next time, we're going to talk about my story and how I broke into the industry.
I'm looking forward to that
one. And you and I, we have different stories, different backgrounds. The only constant that you and I have is South America. Well, coming from America and South America and North America.
Yeah.
And design. That's it.
That's it. That's why I'm interested to see what's going on.
The way I got here, as in where we are in our careers, is completely different.
Yeah.
So let's wrap this one up.
Let's do it, man. All right.
All right. Vamonos.